590 The Fan, KFNS Studios in Kirkwood. I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Who's ready for three filet mignon medallions, lightly crusted with black pepper, not too spicy, then seared to order over a veal marrow demi-glaze sauce made with red wine, shallots, garlic, cognac, thyme, and a few other Greek secret ingredients? It's called the pepper loin, and that's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin, located on eastbound Manchester Road just west of 270. Open for lunch and dinner 6 days a week and serving USDA prime beef. That's the top 2% of any meat sold in the country. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Z-Max Micro Lubricant, famous for making engines run better and last longer, has something new for gun owners. Z-Max for guns. A two-bottle system with a bore cleaner, conditioner, and a bolt lube. Originally designed for M4s and AR-15s, it'll protect and lubricate the finish and moving parts of any handgun, rifle, or shotgun. Z-Max Micro Lubricant works on heavy-duty engines every day. It'll work on and in your favorite firearms, too. Find out more at ZMAX.com.
Lester Sports Bar and Grill takes bar food to a whole new level. They offer a full menu of made-from-scratch items and brine their corned beef in-house. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and enjoy $6 select appetizers, plus discounted pitchers, buckets, drafts, wells, and wine. Visit Lester's on Clayton Road near Highway 40, or view Lester's menu at lestersrestaurant.com. Lester's, a sports bar that serves up great food, or a great restaurant that serves up sports. You'll just have to decide at Lester's.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the Dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. If you're like most folks, the bills keep coming at you. And as soon as you pay one, there are two more in the mailbox. You work hard to pay the credit card balances down, and then it all hits you at once. Car repairs, dishwasher breaks, medical bills, and the kids need braces. Don't just put it on the credit cards. Stop living paycheck to paycheck and find a real solution by refinancing today at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Doug Vaughn here with a word about a St. Louis institution, Ragazzi's. Ragazzi's is the oldest restaurant on the hill and is your home of the frozen fish bowl and handmade toasted ravioli. The pizza has been recognized nationally by Bon Appetit magazine. Plus, Ragazzi's can handle catering and private parties like rehearsal dinners. Happy hour is 3 to 6 p.m. daily, and nurses' happy hour is 8 to 10 each morning. Enjoy lunch or dinner at Ragazzi's. You will love it. 4945 Daggett on the Hill and Ragazzi's.com.
Mortgages. Doesn't sound real exciting, does it? Money. Now that sounds a little more exciting. This is Sean Vincent of Vincent Mortgage, and I will save you money. Whether you're looking to buy a new home or just looking for $20,000 cash for home improvements, call me first. Please call 314-839-9999 and ask for me, Sean Vincent. If I'm not on the phone, I would love to talk to you. Myself and my team will show you unique ways of using your equity in your home to improve your net worth and your lifestyle. You want a new kitchen? Call me, Sean Vincent. Looking for a new pool? Call me, Sean Vincent. Call 839-9999 and ask for me, Sean Vincent. We offer all loan products available to mankind at the lowest rates. If you want to save money or you need cash out for home improvements such as siding, windows, or a new backyard oasis, call me, Sean Vincent, at Vincent Mortgage. Call now, 839-9999, or apply online. It only takes a minute. At VincentMortgage.com. NMLS 173855.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, anxiety, or have trouble sleeping? If any of these questions got your attention, the CBD 24 system by Infantry might be your answer. Visit any One Nation Nutrition location in O'Fallon, Wentzville, or St. Peter's for details and change your life.
Turn it up.
Places,
everyone.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on FM.
Oh, no.
And we think you'll get
You know, when you, like, you grab a woman's breast, it feels like a bag of sand.
Ma.
So can you stand up?
Bag of sand?
That's a bad boob job.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Siete de Mayo, May 7th edition, Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. I have a terrific email to share with you that I just received in the last day or two from a not just a satisfied patient, but somebody whose entire family has now switched to Ballast Dental Care, and they couldn't be happier. Everything that I've said is true, and I knew it was, or I wouldn't have said it. We'll read that. We'll talk about them. We'll tell you how to get in touch with them, where they're located, and why you should change dentists. But before we do all that, let's do this.
Hey! Hey!
All right. We got a full house, a big room of people. Let's start with the most crucial piece of equipment, the control board, and the man who's operating it. He spent 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of them in Birmingham, England. That's right. Not royalty, but as close as we're going to get. His name is Trevor Limey. Phillips, he'd like to say hello to everyone right now.
Hello, everyone. I hope you've enjoyed your day. Don't forget to do your taint stretching exercises.
And that's a reference to the first hour. And once again, we just try to tell you, you should be listening to the entire show so you know what any of this means when we say it. Sitting in for Dan Strauss today and tomorrow. Dan will be back Wednesday. The man whose past we don't know anything about, and I don't think we want to know much about him. We know his name, or at least the name he wants us to know, and that's Johnny Lomax. He's the one answering the phones. He's the one putting the stuff on the screen for me. Johnny Lomax, say hi to everybody, and say hi to your sponsor.
I'd like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel, where you can get a complimentary in the
complimentary
copy.
Just like Dan.
Complimentary.
Yeah, complimentary.
That's what the copy says. Complimentary second opinion on your retirement portfolio. Stiefel is a member of SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hi, Ben.
Ma. This next guy, boy, he started off, when he started here, the audience did not take to him very well. And then time went by, months went by, 7-8 months, and they still can't stand him, but he's here anyway. He's a newsman, and he's a private investigator. His name is Tim Woodburn, and when I say newsman, a lot of people think that's all he is, but like I just told you, there's so much more. Oh, yeah, he's following people, taking pictures of people, recording people, because he is a PI. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you very much, Frank, and I want you to consider this request before tomorrow's show. Instead of playing the Rocker Files theme song, maybe one day you could play my favorite Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell song, Taint No Mountain High Enough.
Oh, God. Is Tammy Terrell, is that the same as Tammy Terrell?
Same thing. See, that's what, folks, I'm not.
Taint No Mountain High Enough.
See, I'm the only private investigator that uses the word taint in his sponsorship. If you'd like to hire a PI, email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
And folks, don't email me saying, hey, I didn't tune in until like 5 o'clock. What's taint? What does that mean, taint? Don't email. Email Tim. Tim, give him your email address.
Right.
Tim at Gateway, what is it?
For a definition of taint or glory hole or anything in between, it's taint at... It's tim@gatewaypi.net.
Sometimes those two things go together.
And we are privileged to have in the room a world traveler, an author, a videographer, an editor. This guy does it all, a writer, a host of TV segments, and this segment he does here on the radio show, none other than the man on the road himself, Bill Quevelin. You know, sometimes he's northbound, sometimes he's south, sometimes he's west, and sometimes...
He's bound to
Bill Quevelin, say hello to everybody. And is there something after we get into the Playhouse that you wanted to talk about today?
Sure.
Okay.
And hello,
well,
everybody.
Say hi to everybody. Say hi, we'll do that.
Hello, everybody.
There you go. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hanging.
And Rat Boy...
And I thought this was nice. He went out and got a welcome back gift for Dan. He misses Dan already. No offense, Johnny, but Rat Boy's been with Dan for a long, long time. What'd you get him?
Cheese.
Cheese? Oh, perfect. He loves cheese. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? Brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. Let me read you this terrific email I got from Patrick. It says, good morning, Frank, which means he must have written it in the morning. He said, I just wanted to drop you a line. I want to drop you a line and let you know that I and my family have had our first visit to Ballast Dental Care. I, like you, have mentioned often, was one of those people that has avoided dentists as often as possible because of the prolonged pain incurred after each visit. However, today is day 3 following my first cleaning, and I've had no pain. Brandy did an excellent job with my cleaning, and my son Max even commented on how painless his was. We will definitely be regular customers. I believe we'd call them patients, but I know what he means. He says, I've heard you advertise for Dr. Obi-Wan Kenobi Watanabe for a long time now, and I wanted to thank you personally. Patrick, thank you for the email, for listening, and for finally acting on something that, whether people want to face it or not, eventually everybody will have to deal with, and that is getting into a dentist and try to fix the damage done by putting it off and not going for far too long. So good for you and your family, Patrick. Thank you for the email, and to the rest of you, look, you heard his email. He wants to personally thank me. That's what you're going to want to do. Once you have one visit, you make one appointment at Ballast Dental Care, you're going to want to thank somebody. If you want to thank me, that's fine. If the reason you went was because of this show, great. Make sure they know that, at Ballast Dental Care. This is the dental clinic you didn't think existed. The one where you will never again have to be afraid or anxious or nervous or any of that stuff. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Now, before we get underway here...
Nothing. No, no. I don't know what happened.
Jumped the gun.
Nope. Didn't do anything.
He did.
No idea what's going on.
He did what he should have done. I was going to do a little introduction, but that was the music we need. Go ahead and hit it. I know what it's for.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto.
The guy I was about to introduce. But Limey did the right thing. He's supposed to hit that right away because it means it's time to check in with Bill Clevelin and see where he's been, see where he wants us to go, and remind you that he's brought to you by Window World. They make a great window, and there's much more to that company than that. They're also really charitable, and they're proving it again with the upcoming trivia night. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more. Here is Bill Clevelin.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Good to be here.
Good to have you.
Well, thank you, everybody.
Oh, they can't. Man, well, my goodness, like an encore. Wow.
All right, so this is National Travel and Tourism Week. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
But perfect
that is,
for you.
That is this week, absolutely. And so this week, what I thought I would do for the next few days, highlight a few states that I think are sort of underrated and give you a handful of different things that you can do within those states. So today I'm going to talk about Ohio. I was just actually in Ohio. Does anyone in the room spend any time in Ohio?
I would agree with you. It's probably underrated, but I was scarred as a child about Ohio because I've told you before. I was forced to go, my brother and I, every year to Akron, Ohio, to visit my sickly grandmother who smelled and reeked of mentholatum and Vicks vapor rub, and that was every year 2 weeks of hell going to Akron, Ohio. So. That's about all I know of Ohio, and I know that's not fair. That's the city of rubber dust, because Firestone is there, Goodyear is there, and everybody's home is always covered with rubber dust. So, no thanks to Akron, but tell us the good part of Ohio.
Bill, I'm just curious, when you say it's National Travel and Tourism Month, when you get that... When you get that National Travel and Tourism magazine every month, and you undo that centerfold, do you look at, do you open that thing up and say, oh, look at that highway. Look at that highway. Look at those roads. Oh, yeah. Do you do that?
Look at the infrastructure on her.
Bill, you know how to ruin this bit. Bill, you don't know how to ruin this bit? Just go, no, I don't, Tim.
Just do that,
and that'll just stop it cold.
I missed Danny. He laughed at everything I said.
I think it was ruined when he started talking, but okay.
You missed him. I pay him to laugh.
All right.
Go ahead, Bill.
So here, just a handful of things to do in Ohio that you should check out. Now, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Has everyone been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cleveland.
It's fantastic. Blimey, ever been there?
No, I've never been to Ohio.
Oh, really?
So that's why when you said, has anybody been to Ohio, I didn't say, yes, me.
Oh, my goodness. You missed that, Bill. Party of one. Right. Sorry, excuse me. Okay. The Pro Football Hall of Fame. I'm guessing Limey's not been there either.
You are guessing correct, buddy.
That is in Canton. And I know we're on a sports station, and I have to assume that 90% of the people listening are big time into sports. I'm not a big football fan, but I will tell you that going to the Pro Football Hall of Fame was a lot of fun because they have a lot of really great exhibits, and I think even if you are not a football fan, you'll really appreciate all the stuff that they have inside the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I'll throw that out there. There's a place called the Wilds in Ohio, and I'm guaranteeing you most people listening have never heard of this place. So this is sort of like Jurassic Park in the middle of Ohio, and let me sort of explain this. So it's this. I don't know how many acres, probably 500, 600, 700 acres of open space, and they have all sorts of animals that are just sort of free to roam about. So whether it's zebras or giraffes or rhinos, and they're just everywhere. And then they have these converted buses that you get in, and you're with maybe 8 or 10 people at a time, and you ride through, and all of the animals can approach you if they want, or they can stay as far away from you as they can do whatever the heck they want, and it's really, really neat.
That sounds really cool.
It is very, very neat, and I love giraffes. It's probably my favorite animal, and you could have 10 or 20 giraffes just come right up to the bus, and
that'd be cool,
and kind of interact that way. So it's called the Wild.
There's a place where they go and giraffes vomit. They vomit on your car. I know. Giraffe Sick Park.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much.
Tim, you want to talk about that magazine again?
Do you look at the side roads and say, look at that dirt road? Oh, look at that dirt road.
So there's a place in Cincinnati. France. I know you're going to. In Cincinnati, and it's called the American Sign Museum. And this is one of my absolute favorite museums. If you like... Frank, I know you like lights and things that light up. So
I love neon and LED. I do.
So this place has more than 300 of those neon signs. And I'm telling you, when you walk through the door, I mean, it just hits you like a brick, all of these lights all at one time. And they have, remember the gigantic, Howard Johnson Hotel signs, or the, the old McDonald's. Neon sign. They're
the golden arches.
Yes, they're gigantic. I don't spend a lot of time there. And so it's really cool. It's called the American Sign Museum, and that is in...
Is it vintage signs, older signs?
So it kind of gives you a history of signs and talks about how, the whole reason I think, America sort of was built up was because of all these signs that promoted businesses along the highways
Does it have a sign there that says long-haired freaky people should run... operator boards on radio
need
shows.
Not apply.
Signs everywhere. Signs. I don't know what he's doing there.
And then the last one I'll mention. So one of the largest amusement parks in the world is called Cedar Point Amusement Park, and that's going to be in the northern part of Ohio near Putnam Bay, the Lake Erie area up there. 16 different roller coasters at the Cedar Point Amusement Park, and how many have I ridden? I've actually not been to Cedar Point. I would ride them all. I like a roller coaster. I love roller coasters.
Scared.
If you'd like some more, you can always go to BillOnTheRoad.com. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill. You want to talk about your video business tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, sure, we can do that.
Okay. Bill's got some big news about service he has to offer that something he's really good at, video and editing video for your business Facebook page or website and all that. We'll talk about that tomorrow, and he'll tell you how you can go see some of his work, because it really is good work. Larry Connors comes on at 6 o'clock, immediately after we get off here in about half an hour. few of the things Larry will be talking about. The shooting rate is up in Chicago. That's how you know it really is summer already. We skipped spring. 87 people shot in 1 week in Chicago.
Wow.
Is that so much for gun laws?
I think that's the new record, right?
No. It might be. So much for the strict gun laws. And there's an actress who has a gun safety bill of rights. Larry's going to have details on that. Now, there is a proposal to put the motto, "In God We Trust," that's being challenged, the "In God We Trust," by some school. And another school actually has a mural showing President Trump's head being severed. I don't know what school that is, but I'm sure Larry will have quite a bit to say about that. The New York Times editors claim that encouraging children to abstain from sex is anti-science. Larry will have more on that. And he has the story of a boy who woke up from a coma. Check this out. This boy wakes up from a coma right after his parents signed papers to donate his organs.
Ooh.
Missed it by that much. That's scary. That is really scary.
How old was the kid?
It doesn't say. Larry will have that later. It just says a boy wakes up from a coma right after his parents signed to donate his organs. So, the Kentucky Derby, I'll probably be the only person who will step out and say this. Johnny Weir, all right? The flamboyant gay guy who, for some reason, NBC thought would be a good guy to have help host the Kentucky Derby. Anybody else see this guy?
No. I know he is, sure.
He's a figure skater. He's flamboyantly gay.
He did
He's
the Olympics, the top, too, yeah.
He did. Yes, he did do the Olympics, Johnny. The guy is the kind of gay I don't want to look at. I don't hate gay people at all. But I do not like the pantyhose prancing, baton twirling, headdress, this kind of guy. Why they had him, it almost caused me to turn the Kentucky Derby off.
It's because
I don't need to see.
It's because of the gay horse. It's because of the gay horses. They wanted somebody to talk about the gay horses. No, I'm serious, Frank.
You know, kids don't laugh at him. Don't laugh at Uncle Tim.
Do you know what? Do you know what gay horses eat, Frank?
Hey.
Yes, that's an old one.
I set them up. But you knock them down. That's fine.
I don't know what world we live in where somebody thought it's a good idea to put Johnny Weir on there. Bob Costas used to do it.
He doesn't.
Well, he did this year too. But they had to throw this flamboyant figure skater in there. It didn't add anything to me. I don't get it. I know why they did it, to talk fashion.
See,
okay,
that's another dislike
fashion
we can add to Frank's dating profile. Dislikes flamboyant people.
I don't like over-the-top flamboyant stuff. I don't. Okay, this is a lesson for... it's a lesson for all naive women like my wife. I'm going to teach you a little something here about sales and marketing and when people are completely full of BS. I was with my wife this weekend, and we were in a store. And she's going to be taking a trip this summer with our daughter, who's about to turn 30. It's a big bonding mother-daughter, nice big trip. And they're going far, far away together with a friend. And so women, before they travel, have to buy all new everything. That's just how women are. They've got 600 pairs of shoes, yet they don't really have the right shoes for this trip. They got 187 handbags, but they really don't have the handbag for this trip. So she's looking at, they have these anti-theft handbags, and you put a strap over your shoulder, and nobody can grab and reach and get in, and it's hard to kind of explain, but it's a good idea. So she looked at them before, and the woman who's waiting on her, the only one they have left in the type bag she wants is blue. And my wife says, well, I really wanted it in tan, but I guess if this... And the salesperson said this. She said, you know, navy blue is a really strong color right now. No, translation. This is the only one we have left. It's blue because nobody wanted blue. So this is the one you'll have to take. But when she said that's a strong color right now, it reminded me of something similar that happened in a restaurant. We were in a restaurant one time, and my wife asked about something on the menu. What about the, I'll just make up, chicken parmesan? And the waitress said, she said, how's your chicken parmesan? And she said, oh, people seem to really love it. It's my favorite thing here. Now, I am not making this up. The waitress, I overheard her at a nearby table say the exact same thing when somebody asked about another dish. How's your spaghetti? She said, people really like it. In fact, it's my favorite thing here. Now, I am the only human being that I know who would call the waitress over. And I said, let me ask you something. You just told my wife that the dish she asked about was your favorite. I just heard you tell somebody else over there that dish was your favorite. So which is the truth? And to her credit, she said, well, they're both true because those are my two favorites equally. I said, okay, good answer, but it's still BS. And she walked away. My point is, she and other people need to sometimes understand that, yeah, I learned a long time ago that back when department stores like Famous Bar, Sticks, Bear, and Fuller, when those, they would have a department in the store that sold console televisions and stereos, stereo TV department. And I learned a long time ago that sometimes when the salesperson really pushed a particular TV, it's because they wanted to get rid of it. And as incentive, the commission was higher. So the salesperson would say things like, this is just named the most popular console television of all. We can hardly keep them. In fact, we're lucky we even have this one out here. BS, BS, BS. So when this woman said, oh, navy's a very strong color right now, I didn't say anything because I didn't want to start. But pay attention, folks, and sort of dissect what people tell you. I want to say hi to my favorite aunt, Aunt Chloe. C-H-L-O-E. Some people pronounce that Chloe. She's listening in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. She listens almost every day. I think she's 81. And she is the last of... My dad had three brothers and a sister. All of those people are gone. Their spouses, sort of aunt or uncle by marriage, they're all gone. Nobody left on my mother's side of the family. So all the people when I was a kid that, you know, when the family got together and here are your aunts and your uncles, all of those people are gone. And it's kind of a weird feeling when you get older and you realize that all of those people, the people that when you grew up, I didn't like this uncle, I liked that one, I didn't like this, but they're all gone. But Aunt Chloe is still around, and if she's listening, she needs to know something. I've told her this before. One of my two favorite aunts ever, and one was an actual aunt because she was my dad's sister. Aunt Chloe is by marriage. She's the wife, was the wife of my dad's brother. So Aunt Chloe, if you're listening, let me tell you something. I love you. You are a tremendous person, and she's one of these people who sounds, when you talk to her on the phone, sounds exactly like she sounded when she was 30. Some people, when they get old, men and women, they start to sound like old people. Mm-hmm. And you talk to your aunt, and she's in her 80s, and she... Not her. She sounds like she's 30. So thank you for listening all the way in Milwaukee. I hope you didn't freeze to death this past winter because it gets pretty cold up there. We talked about a cruise ship, I think, last week that was now the biggest cruise ship out there. Passenger and crew, 9,000 people. Check this out, though. The Viking Sun is a big ship, but it's not the biggest ship out there. But here's what's interesting. They are now offering what is a record cruise, meaning it's the longest continuous cruise. This is a 245-day cruise around the world. Now, this is either going to be the greatest thing in the world, or after about a month, you're going to go, let me out of here. Now, you're not obviously always on the ship because they're all, my goodness, it starts in London and August 31st of 2019. You board in London, and, oh my goodness, it's 59 countries, 113 points. They will visit every continent except Antarctica. That's the only continent they won't visit. And then they give you the route. It's transatlantic, stops at Iceland, Greenland, Canada, Caribbean, blah, 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 blah. Now, what do you think it costs for per person, double occupancy, for the minimum cabin for a 245-day cruise? Anybody?
I'm going to say $45,000 per person.
All right. Mm. All right. Anybody else?
$45,001.
Such an ass.
$100,000 per person.
I'll say $100,000 per person.
Bill, you got it. Man.
Nailed it.
Bill, you nailed it. Thank you. So for you're looking at $200,000, but that's the starting price. If you've ever been on a cruise ship, and I've been on 17 cruises, my wife and I, because she used to be a travel agent.
Show off.
When they say starting at, you got the entry level right. cabin. You don't want that cabin, especially if you're going to be on this thing for 245 days. So I'm guessing you're looking at more like $150,000. Per person, so $300,000. That's what I'm guessing for a really decent cabin.
That is way too long to be out on the.
Oh my goodness! Boat. First of all, you'd have to have no family. You got to be able to just Well, yeah, let's go 245 days, and we'll be back in almost a year. You can't have family. You got to really have complete and total freedom, and not have a dog. And who's going to watch your dog for 245 days? And you got to love history, and you got to really like to travel, because I got a feeling I don't care what cabin you have, it's going to get smaller and smaller and smaller as months go by. So if you're interested, it's the Viking Sun. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Now, folks, it's been a while since I told this, but this is a joke where you really have to pay attention. You have to follow me on this. Because it's a story of a young man who goes into a really nice Nordstrom-type department store. He wants to buy a gift for his new girlfriend. Now, he and his girlfriend haven't been together long, but things are looking pretty good. He wants to buy her a birthday present. So he takes the girl's sister with him, his girlfriend's sister, to help him shop. And he and she agree that a pair of really nice gloves is the perfect gift. It's not too personal. It's romantic, but it doesn't say too much. They're gloves. Nice dress gloves. So the sister who's with him says, this is a great idea. Now, while they're there, the girlfriend's sister decides she needs a pair of panties. So on this same shopping trip, he at the checkout counter puts the gloves up, and the girlfriend's sister puts the panties up. Now, he asked the clerk to wrap the gloves because they're a gift for her birthday. The clerk mixes the two up and wraps the panties in the box for him to give his girlfriend. It's supposed to be gloves, but she got them switched. He puts a note in the box. He tells the clerk, stick this in there when you wrap it. Now, again, remember, when the girlfriend receives the gift, he meant for her to receive a pair of gloves, but she opens the box and there are panties in there with this note. Dear Sheila, you have any romantic, like, piano music? Just like love letter reading music? It would enhance this probably a little bit. Perfect. Dear Sheila, now remember, she's opening a box and sees panties, supposed to be gloves. I chose these because I noticed that you're not in the habit of wearing any when we go out on cold evenings. If it had not been for your sister, I would have chosen long ones with buttons, but she wears short ones that are easy to take off. These are a delicate shade, but the lady I bought them from showed me the pair she'd been wearing for the past 3 weeks, and they were hardly soiled. I had her try yours on for me, and she looked really good. I wish I were there to put these on you for the first time, as no doubt other hands will come in contact them before I have a chance to see you. Oh, when you take them off, remember to blow in them before putting them away, because they might be a little damp from wearing. Just think how many times I will kiss them during the coming year. I hope you'll wear them for me Friday night. All my love, Jim. P.S. The latest style is to wear them folded down with a little fur show.
Let's head out and get one final look at traffic from Tory Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by USAA Life Insurance Company. Accident westbound 70 at Route Z. Accident cleared eastbound 70 at Lucas and Hunt. Backing up traffic, though, at Lindbergh. A car fire westbound 4064 west of the Boone Bridge. Accident southbound 270 ramp to westbound 70. Accident westbound Page at Schutz. Baseball traffic into the city. Eastbound 64 at 141 and then 270 most of the way to Big Bend. When life's unpredictable, help protect your family with USAA Life Insurance. Visit USAA.com. Life insurance provided by USAA Life Insurance Company, San Antonio, Texas. Subject to availability, issue limitations, contract terms, and conditions. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Blue Chip was started by Scott and Pat Phillips with little more than a Volkswagen Beetle, a little bit of luck, and a whole lot of work. Since then, Blue Chip has grown into one of the nation's largest and most recognized pest control firms while still being the hometown St. Louis company. Now moving into our third generation, Blue Chip is just as focused with a commitment to training and professionalism that are unmatched in our industry. We are experts at what we do, which simply put is protecting your home, your business, and your family. Go to stlbugs.com to learn more.
It's Denise from the Appliance Discounters, and my brother Tony and I want to make it easy for you to shop local. At Appliance Discounters, you'll see a huge selection of appliances on display in kitchen suites. You'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable sales associate. Your appliance selection and service will always be at the very lowest price, and if you have any questions or need service after the sale, you can even speak directly to the owners. So be proud of your purchase and shop local with the Appliance Discounters at any of the six showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Visit straightauction.com and bid online on items every week through Wednesday night at 8 p.m. when items are awarded. Toys, music, games, furniture, power equipment, and so much more. All auctions are conducted online, and you can pick up items locally the next day. For a complete listing of this week's items, visit straightauction.com. That's S-T-R-A-I-T auction.com.
Oh, hey, this is Tom from Salt and Smoke. Has Pauly Shore ever eaten at your restaurant?
No.
Oh, God, no.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, has he ever eaten at your restaurant twice?
Excuse me.
This is so embarrassing. Salt and Smoke. Now featuring the Hamptons.
Every year, fitness, health, and wellness seems to make big strides to help people in their quest to reach new levels of fitness. Yet, we still have more obese people in the U.S. than any other country. One Nation Nutrition wants to start a revolution of change in health and wellness. No fad diets or false promises. Instead, real help for people to reach their goals. Join the One Nation Nutrition revolution today because being more fit, healthy, pain-free, energized, and revitalized is possible now. One Nation Nutrition has the most knowledgeable staff and the best products so you can be sure you're getting what you need to reach your goals, big or small. There's no magic pill, but there is help. The One Nation Nutrition stores in Wentzville, O'Fallon, and coming now to St. Peter's will get you on a program that, with some effort, you too can see major results. Bottom line, it's time to join One Nation, and together, let's reach those goals. Come in today and see how.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Hey, Frank, do I hear something?
Hey, I want to hear something funny. Of course I do.
Johnny, the stand-in for Dan, got a little distracted by Larry Connors, and now he's walking around the corridor, and I just looked at the screen, and we do not have Mike Evans on the phone.
I'll go get Johnny.
And this would be because Johnny dropped the ball?
Yeah. This is Johnny's fault. So I don't know if he can hear us or not, but I think he can. I don't think he can because he's talking with Larry. and they're in the computer.
Apparently, Johnny is Johnny's not real familiar.
Oh, here we go. Yep. Now he's grabbed his folder.
I was hemmed up by Larry Connor. Sorry.
No, that's not an excuse. This is a show of perfection, of broadcast perfection, and that kind of thing, it's just unacceptable.
We made it all the way to Siete de May without a mistake on this show.
Yeah, we did. And now we have this awkward couple of moments where we have to sit here and wait while Johnny gets Mike Evans on the phone, and Mike is not going to be happy.
Ooh, because he's not going to have a lot of time now.
I know he's not going to have a lot of time at all.
I think we'll have to call the ambulance like for Mike.
So let's all just wait together while Johnny Lomax fill in for Dan Strauss.
He tried to blame it on Larry Connors. That's, broadcast legend.
Larry's our friend.
Yeah.
Should we shout out?
Broadcast legend. Well said, Bill. Broadcast legend. Yeah. You're going to blame it on somebody? Do you pick a legend?
No.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, blame it on Charles Jaco or something. Yeah, I was on the phone. I was on the phone with Charles Jaco.
Charles Jaco. Oh my God.
Our Holly Roman.
Earlier in the show, Frank, off the air, you missed the first threat, the first legitimate, genuine threat I think I've ever seen between members of this show, and it was when Bully Limey threatened to put 590 bumper stickers on Bill's car. And Bill wasn't real happy about that.
Yeah, Bill said that he would actually try to attack me. I was like, whoa, what's this about?
Well, right. So I don't like bumper stickers. Mm-hmm. Some people don't like bumper stickers. You don't put bumper stickers on people's cars when they don't want them. I don't like bumper stickers.
And I would try. I would actually attack him. Try.
Put that on there, and somebody from another station may try to attack you. We started the music over, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Let's try this. Okay. Let's go to Southern California. By the time I do this introduction, maybe you'll be on the phone. Mike Evans, who I'm sure is still packing to move to Dallas, that's coming up pretty soon, is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. And right next door, the Smokehouse Market. They're east of all the other things, businesses, stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And they're closed only on Monday, which means they're closed today. But that's it. That's the only day they're closed. Reservations, a must if you want to have dinner at Annie Gunn's. And gift cards, always a good idea. Any day. Every day is a special day for somebody. Somebody's birthday. Somebody got a promotion. Somebody got a raise. Somebody got a job. Somebody graduated. Get the idea? Gift cards from Annie Gunn's at the Smokehouse. Always a good idea. I'm just going to go ahead and do it, and if he's there. I don't see his name on the screen, but let's see what happens. Usually there's a name. It says Mike Evans on the screen, but I don't see it. Ladies and gentlemen, from Southern California, here's Mike Evans. Hey-o.
Boy, I'm not a happy camper. An hour ago, with our house closing in 8 days, the buyers canceled.
Oh, no.
Whoa, wait a minute. It fell through?
Yeah.
Yep. It happens.
A brother and sister were buying it together as a vacation home in Palm Springs, and they got in a huge fight on Saturday, and the sister pulled out, and the agent called and said without her credit, they have to pull out of the whole buy.
Mm. Well, you're going to go ahead and move though.
I called Cheryl. I mean, Cheryl's like, I mean, this happened an hour ago. Yeah. But my feeling is, why the hell should we stay here? If we own a house that for the last 6 months in Dallas. It's all set up. It's our
house.
You'll
sell it.
Let's just go. And it doesn't make it's not going to sell sooner or quicker or later if we're sitting in this house.
No, they're real estate agents who will tell you that, oh, the house will sell better if it's furnished. That's hogwash. I had a house. We could not sell it. We couldn't sell it. And they all said that. And I moved out anyway. And went ahead and gotten the house I wanted. And guess what happened? As soon as we moved out, we got an offer for the asking price. And the couple said, oh, it's the first house we looked at where we could actually visualize our own furniture. So
now,
it was just the opposite of what the realtor told.
Here's the deal. All of our main furniture is in Texas.
No. So you got to go ahead and move. You know what? It'll sell. It'll sell. You got two of them anyway.
I'm doing my morning shows every morning for 4 hours, sitting in a freaking folding chair from outside, uncomfortable as hell, watching a 12-inch television. I mean, it's like, what the hell are we doing here?
Nah, go on and move. When's the moving date?
A week from Wednesday.
Yeah, move. It'll sell. What's going on?
By popular demand, we're doing it again. Pop quiz theme, who's older today? Kanye West, Tom Brady, Orlando Bloom. Donald Trump Jr. answered a minute. Got love nuggets for you after 30 years.
You're really going to be in a bad mood when I tell you we have 4 minutes. Go ahead, love nuggets. We're ready.
Lacar's. Why are they calling?
You don't want to know.
Johnny Lomax. The answer is Johnny Lomax. Johnny Lomax, who right, got into a conversation with someone and forgot to call you.
Lacar, Rick Ocasek, Lacar's Rick Ocasek and his wife, Paulina Parizoka, who is, I think, the most beautiful woman in the world.
Does she get a boing?
She had a swimsuit model for SI.
She was voted the hottest model for 18 years. I guess she gets one. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You prefer to give one to Tonya Harding, so I'll leave it up to you. Exactly. I saw pictures of him at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which they just got inducted last week. He looks 80. She looks about 35. Bradley Cooper and Irina Shayk have a daughter named Leah, 1 year old. Both a baby daddy, baby mama say they never will get married. I don't understand that.
I believe that's a sin.
I think it is. CBS is about to be sued by 24 William in a class action suit. All claim that they complained over and over and over and over again of sexual harassment by Charlie Rose, and the network did nothing. And one of the women was fired for complaining too much. That's not going to go over good in court. Yeah, she kept complaining that Charlie Rose was grabbing her boobs. So we fired her. She got tired of listening to her.
Wait a minute, you can't do that?
Well, I guess not.
You got to ask first.
Crap.
Every time Frank's grabbed my boob, I've never complained.
Nope.
I actually kind of like
was.
It.
That was.
Sexual scoreboard, court cases, and investigations underway. Harvey Weinstein, 88. Bill Cosby at 66, Charlie Rose 34, Kevin Spacey 15, Mount Lauer 12. Regarding the volcano blowing up and earthquakes back in my home of Hawaii, I used to live on Pahoa on the Big Island, which is being eaten up right now by the lava. If you've never been in a huge, huge earthquake, you hear it before you feel it. It's like huge rocks in a clothes dryer is what it sounds like. And then about 4 seconds later, you better run for cover. This has been just a crap ass day.
Now you need to wrap it up and go have some wine.
And finally.
There you go. In a hot tub.
Who's older, Kanye West, Tom Brady, Orlando Bloom, Donald Trump Jr.?
I'm gonna go Tom Brady.
Kanye West.
Yeezy.
Trump Jr.
What did you say, easy?
Yeezy.
Oh,
okay.
Trump Jr. I don't know why, but I'm going there.
Oh, you stupid, ignorant slut. Kanye West, 40. Tom Brady, 40. Donald Trump Jr., 40. However.
And there's always a however.
Orlando Bloom's 42. Have a great day, Mike Evans. See ya.
Bye.
I try to tell people this all the time. I try to tell people when they go, we sold our house. No, it isn't sold until closing and they hand you the check. There are all kinds of outs for people last minute to get out of buying a house. So it happens. It'll sell to somebody.
It's not closed till the fat lady sings. Or is that...
That's another expression. It's not over. It's not over till the fat lady sings.
Oh, you came up with that one. That's right, my man.
Come on, six.
Mike Evans. Brought to you, it's coming right around the corner, moments away. Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market. They're closed only on Monday, which means they're closed today, and gift cards are always a good idea. They're in Chesterfield Valley, east of all the other stuff. Let's talk about security. Let's talk about gateway lock and security, and you should want to talk about that with them, with gateway lock and security, not with me, because I'm not an expert. I'm a big fan of security, and there are all kinds of security. A security guard. I don't think most people have the money to pay a full-time security guard. There are alarm systems. There's all kinds of stuff. But how about the stuff Gateway Lock and Security does for businesses and for residences? Because everyone who has a home and a family has things that are valuable to them, people that are valuable. Everybody who has a business, I think, has even more at stake. Obviously, family comes first, but more at stake in terms of material goods, merchandise, inventory, things like that. And the world is full of bad people who like to do bad things and are jealous and envious, so they try to take what's not theirs. There are ways to prevent that. Security cameras are a pretty good one. They see those and they run. If they don't, they're still stupid enough to do it, the security cameras will capture them, capture their image, and in court, boom! Pictures worth 1,000 words, videos worth even more, and then all kinds of other stuff, proximity cards, keyless entry, all the things that make a business or a home secure and make you feel better. Talk to them. Check their website out, gatewaylockandsecurity.com. Please tell them your AM and the PM, but go look at this website, gatewaylockandsecurity.com. I think you'll like what you see. Thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, Bill. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead in your mind, miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
This is Tim McKernan. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.